people said, wow, well, the stories of Jesus, you know, that's what John and I do. We tell you the stories of Jesus. And one of the great things is that it's so wonderful to interview you. If you have a Bible, and you have the whole thing from Genesis to Matthew, and every now and then I'll say something like I say, and someone says, but it says over here, I want you to go back in time. I want you to pretend that you don't have a New Testament. And the only Old Testament you have is locked up in a temple in a scroll that's about this thing. And I want you to pretend that all you know of Christianity found in the eyes of the Spirit we call Jesus. For to truly understand this magnificent book called the Bible, you must learn to read it as they have experienced it. Behold the Lamb of God. In the last service, we had a little girl who was having a particularly hard time being in the church. She did not want to go to the nurses, she did not want to go to the children, she did not want to be worshipped. Grandma, you know what she's feeling, don't you? Grandma has her outside on the steps, and I go out and I say, can I say something? I'm pretty John is preaching in that service, so technically I'm kind of off the clock. I sit down by her, and she has a little stuffed animal with her. I tell you, it looked like a squirrel. It did, it looked like a squirrel, and I picked it up and I said, a sweet squirrel you had. Snatched it from me and said, it's not a squirrel, it's a deer. And she held it close. And she said, she began to smile. And she showed me some cartoon character that came right on her phone. And we watched it, and she started to laugh. So the next time you wake up on Sunday, and you're in a particularly difficult moment, why don't you bring your little beer with you? Just hold it close. Take a step back with me. The disciples, the followers, they're sitting on the side of the hill we call the Mount of Olives. They're talking, doing whatever it is disciples and Jesus doing in the down moments. And Jesus turns to a couple of them and says, I want you to go into a town, a little place over there. And it's going to be a donkey, it's tied to a fence. I want you to take it. Okay? If you say anything, tell them the Lord needs them. Sit there for a minute. Be in your home in Alabama. If somebody comes in your yard and tries to take your dog, your labradoodle that you have spent $5,000 on. People spend that kind of money chain on dogs. Do you come out as the character on the New Testament says, what are you doing? Do you have a sword, a big club? Do you have a shotgun that you have at home next to the door in case somebody comes into your yard and tries to take your prize with the labradoodle? Can you picture the city, the disciples there, and their eyes go wide? For they know that the law says, thou shalt not what? Steal. Jesus says, go steal. There's their faith in the moment. But Jesus has just said, go do something the scripture said don't do. There's no New Testament. Never had a hand for a motorcycle. They go. They get the donkey and they bring it back. Jesus gets on. They say that something's taking place. They begin to put clothes and coats on their faces. And Jesus comes down the Mount of Olives and is coming into the town. And the place that he probably came in, is probably a market. There were people everywhere. It was one insurrection day. For the Passover was getting close. And they had all gone to the market. They had gone to the market to gifted lamb and to give the things that you need for the Passover or social element. How many of you will go to a restaurant after church today? And we'll let you out early enough to get there before those bags. And you'll see your friends and the people you know, and you'll holler across the room. It's the same story. Says the other one.